This is Brother Dan Dan.
And this is Sister Angie.
And welcome to Sunday Service,
where we get to say and do whatever the hell we want.
Because now we're back!
Woo. Yay! Welcome back to the first Sunday Service of Season 8.
Yeah. Ang dami nag-PM nagtatanong, kailan ba kayo babalik?
Our alone time is for our sanity and for yours.
Yeah. Guys, imagine nyo na lang na bumalik kami prematurely na hindi kami nakapagpahinga.
Premature anything is not good. Diba?
Alam mo, I hate that laugh of mine. Yung parang hinihi ka.
Because it's so halata na malandi ka. No, because it's so halata na talagang kinikilig ka or kinikiliti ka na ewan.
Natatawa ako.
Halaka.
Ay, Diyos ko, Lord.
Halaka.
Okay, Sunday.
Yes. So,
Hello?
Yes? Are you okay?
Hindi kasi wala. So, anong pag-usapan natin for this Sunday service?
Well, one of the things that we discussed through one of our chats lang was songs and lyrics. And I don't know about you, but I love music. I can listen to music anywhere from the 1950s to, you know, right now. And I just love all kinds of music. Mm-hmm. How about you?
More on, actually, nag-stem kasi talaga yung gusto ko or yung music taste ko from Christian contemporary, then nag-extend siya to alternative. So mostly ganun yung mga songs na gugustuhan ko. And I even made a playlist nga na puro 2000s or early 2000s songs.
Yeah. Songs. Oy, in fairness, that was a really good era for music.
Actually, pati even for OPM, di ba? Sila, yes. Bamboo, River Maya.
Oh, absolutely. Eraserheads. Yes. Oh my goodness,
parang late 90s to early 2000s. You know?
Absolutely. That was like the prime of modern music.
Correct.
I am telling you. Yeah. Are you more into the beat and the tempo and the tone, you know, the tune, or are you a lyrics person?
I would say that I'm a lyrics person. Sabi, yung iba may train of thought na kapag malungkot ka daw, you're more of a lyrics person than a beat person. Pero I don't think so. Ikaw ba?
I'm always into the lyrics.
Diba?
It's always the lyrics. Because you could easily have a really, you know, cute beat, but if there's no sense, although it happens, huh? That's how I get stupid songs stuck in my head because they have great beats. But I'm very particular about lyrics, especially when children are listening. Usually, like I went to a children's party once and they were playing Peacock by Katy Perry. And they were expecting kids to like play games to this. I'm like, does anybody hear the hello? Is anybody listening to the hi lyrics? And for some reason, they're just like, whatever. Yeah. Or I've been to a cheering competition for like middle school where the teacher chose Holla Back Girl, which is great if you're in high school or college. But when you're in middle school, it's like, that shit is bananas, really? I'm like, is anybody hearing this?
You didn't disqualify?
No, because nobody was listening. I know if we get hate mail, saluin kasalanan ko ha. I think this is one thing about Filipinos. They don't actually, the majority are not listening to the lyrics. Do you see what I'm saying?
On that train of thought din, parang may mga song na maganda yung beat, super happy ng beat, and at the same time, ang lungkot ng lyrics.
Absolutely. Are you familiar with Outkast?
Oh, Heya. Yes.
Ah, Heya! Sing tayo. Like, that is one of the best songs they ever made, but it's one of the most depressing things you've ever heard.
My baby don't mess around because he loves me, so I guess I know for sure.
Diba? Tapos, what does he say? Like, nothing lasts forever.
Then what makes love makes the exception?
The exception. Doesn't that hurt?
Ang sakit, diba?
Ang sakit. But then if you see the video, they're dancing around and they're like, hey, you know? And but you're like, sabi mo eh. Teka lang, balik.
Does she really want him but can't stand to see me walk out that door? Don't try to fight the feeling because the thought alone is killing me right now. Thank God for mom and dad for sticking two together like we don't know how.
Because remember, what's this? Parents staying together for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, boom. So I'm going to segue into one of my favorite songs by Outkast.
Okay.
Aside from Hey Ya, even though it's like the most depressing shit I've ever heard, even though you want to dance to it. Miss Jackson. Have you ever heard Miss Jackson? Oh my God. Guys, I never knew that I could pull a hip-hop song out of Tito Dandan. Apparently, I can.
Well, I like Miss Jackson for the audio quality. Kasi parang, na-share ko rin sa inyo, sa ibang friends, na I've been into audio things. Like, I bought an in-ear monitor, or better, in-ear monitor. And isa to, yung Miss Jackson sa mga recommend nila to test if your headphones are good. Kasi may mga pitik-pitik to sa simula eh, na parang yung reverse cymbals.
It is so... basta, the beat is good.
Galing.
What you're talking about, it's so soothing to the ears. And then it's also not one of those fast-paced songs, so you can actually absorb the lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my favorite lines that I use constantly is, you can plan a pretty picnic, but you can't predict the weather.
Oh.
Because it's about relationships, mm-hmm. and you have a baby. And then he complains that your baby is not a paycheck. And he's apologizing to the mother of his baby. The mother of his baby mama, saying, look, I'll do everything for my child, but I can't be with your daughter and I'm sorry.
Aww.
You know, I really try to make it work. And honestly, I think that we don't give men enough credit for this. Like, they want out.
Mm-hmm.
They want to be there for the kid, but they can't stand the woman. And they have to own up to the parents. Diba? Na parang, look, I'm sorry. I love my kid, but your daughter's psycho and I can't deal. Oh, you know, God. Parang ganon.
I remember so many, well, isang person lang naman. Very dear to my life. Kwento ko ba? Wab ko na.
Another day.
Yes, another day. Yes.
So what are some of your favorite songs?
Okay. Nasa Twitter, naka-pin to sa Twitter profile ko because I really love this song and I felt that this song shaped who I am now. Shape ako eh. But I'm talking about Mr. Jones by Counting Crows.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. This is a song about actually parang ano nga nila may mystery who is Mr. Jones, but turns out Mr. Jones is just some random person that the vocalist or the writer of the song made up. But the song talks about insecurity or wanting to be another person na sikat because this person loves or everyone loves this person and I want to be this person. Parang ganun yung essence.
Mm.
Parang it reflects on a lot of my insecurities in life. Na I want to be loved then. I want everyone to be or to approve me. I want that approval, but at the same time, I don't want na masaturate yung approval ko or yung adoration ko na maging blinded naman ako sa kung ano yung tama at mali. Parang meron nga dito sa part sa huli na sabi, I wanna be Bob Dylan. Mr. Jones wishes you was someone just a little more funky. Na parang Mr. Jones na nga to, yung ina-idolize ng person talking in this song. Tapos, Mr. Jones wishes he was someone na just like Bob Dylan pa pala. I'm galing.
Right. Okay, I get it. Yeah. I know the song as well.
Oh, no. Tapos, I mean, parang, andun din yung song na, I want, if everybody loves me, I will never be lonely.
Diba?
I will never be lonely.
Okay, and iiyak na yun si Tito Dan, and everybody show him love.
Yung lang. Although, ano nga, andun na, may, kasi may point in my life na, nasabi ko, I'm such a loser, nobody would love me. Until somebody told me na lahat tayo may insecurity. And I think I shared this in a previous episode.
Mm-mm.
Na kapag wala kang insecurity, hindi ka tao.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Everybody has some kind of insecurity. Mm-hmm. Imposible yan. Yeah. You know what I mean? So,
pero okay. Mas maganda rin siguro yung toss-up na mas maganda rin siguro yung idea and mas madali for me if I am favored or I can easily get favors from other people. Which is the truth na attractive people gets hired easily, gets jobs easily.
Right.
They can make other people do things for them easily. And had I had that charm and the approval for other people, it would have been easier for me in life.
Right. Mm-hmm. True. So this is kind of like your anthem?
Yes.
Okay.
And humihila ako ng mga linya dito every ano kung depende sa kung ano yung mood ko. Yan.
So if you guys see it in the caption bigla, alam mo na. One of the songs that I live by. Now they say it's about drugs, mm-hmm. but there's not 100% proof on this. But I'm telling you, everybody look it up. Angie by the Rolling Stones. That's, I know it's, you're like, I can see Tita Angie, it's your name. No. If you look up the lyrics, okay, first of all, it's like one of the saddest melodies you're ever gonna find. But I'm only gonna say a few of the lines. And it's basically, it's just a short, paulit-ulit, but I'm just like, I know, right? basically he says, with no loving in our souls and no money in our coats, you can't say we're satisfied. Angie, you can't say we never tried. So parang nakipaghiwalay, you're trying to break away from somebody. And you're like, yeah, we were happy. Remember all those nights we cried, all the dreams we were held so close, seemed all to go up in smoke. Yung ganon. So I don't know if he's talking about smoke and crack. I don't know. But if you take it at literal face value, napaka-sad naman na parang, you know, I love you. And in the end, he does say, like, you know, I still love you. You're still beautiful. But is it any time we said goodbye? So basically, guys, story ng life ko to. This is my love life.
Your anthem.
This is my anthem. Mas masaya siguro if it was.
Yeah. Ang nice na, ano, na merong kang song na that has your name. And I have also a song that has my name, Daniel.
Yes, yes. Yours is sad too, uh-oh. Huh? What the? Why? Bakit ganyan mga magulang natin?
And na-confirm ko from my parents that our names are from songs. Kami magkakapatid.
So they really took it from Daniel.
Mm. And I have a brother named Vincent.
But you know what? Those are all sad songs. Bakit sila ganyan?
Tapos malalaman mo sa na ano, parang sobrang saklap pa talaga ng song.
Oo. I'm telling you, did they listen to the lyrics, no?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. Do you have another song that you kind of
this
go
is
to?
More about, actually may song dito na kind of contradicts what I believe or at least don't believe now. Pero this song resonates my existentialism or
okay
na this song is about is Lost Stars by actually Maroon 5 or Adam Levine. Meron dito na parang tell us the reason youth is wasted on the young, parang kung
oh
ano yung when I was turning 30 mid or well I'm in my mid 30s na 30 na parang shit na sayang yung younger days ko of me not knowing what I should know.
Sakit to.
Tapos parang ngayon na yun at have at least some idea of what you should know, naghahabol ka.
Oh, yes. So parang, oh shit, I'm gonna run out of time! Mm-hmm. Parang may buzzer beater pa.
Well, ba't ganun?
I have no idea.
Pero ang maganda dito sa song na to na, we're all lost stars trying to light up the dark. Parang we're just trying to find a place in this world. And we just want to be the light in the dark. So.
Well, that's nice because it's basically saying we still have light. We still have purpose. Mm-hmm. Diba? Now, going back to insecurities. So, are you a TLC fan?
Yes. Well, okay. not so much, pero I know their songs. So, yeah.
Okay. So, one of their lesser known, because we all know Waterfalls, mm-hmm. we all know Unpretty, is Damaged. Have you ever heard that one? Oi, guys, we didn't plan this, ha? We don't know what the other one is going to say. Ay, natuklasan ko ang R&B and hip-hop vibe ni Tito Dandan. I'm so happy. Oh my gosh. Isa pa to. I live for this. And if you see the video, I'm telling you. I mean, it's not the best quality because kailan ba lumabas yun? But it's ang sakit, di ba? I mean, she works her ass off for a guy who's a deadbeat. And then, so basically, they say, my heart's at a low. I'm so much to manage. I think you should know that I've been damaged. I'm falling in love. There's one disadvantage. I think you should know that I've been damaged. So she's like so in love. It's just, she's so insecure. She's been hurt by someone else. And about when you've already been hurt, you have a tendency of like, sabotaging your own your next relationship. So yon, parang ito yung pasensya na ha. I'm a bit psycho minsan kasi I can't help it. I have trauma. Yon.
We deserve someone that would accept us and would be willing to suffer with us. Parang ano ba yung hindi ko masabi yung words, parang get to go through our struggles together. Parang ganun.
Or at least have the patience to understand. Kasi for me, for someone, especially a female, to come forward and say, look, I know I'm acting psycho. I know I'm crazy. But I hope you understand that it's because I'm still recovering from the previous trauma. So sana be patient and you can, you know, stick through. Yun, sana. And it works both ways, ladies. If the guy is open and says, you know what, this is what happened to me in the past, sana maintindihan mo. Cut the guy some slack. At least he's trying to be honest, diba?
Yeah.
Ayun. Oh, nag-emo tayo ito today, ha?
Ah. May isa pa ako last nine.
Yes, go.
This song, masyadong poetic ito, and it same thought din ng Damage na I have baggage. Pero this song naman is I have baggage but I hurt some people in the process.
Oh, I'm intrigued.
This song is called Shrike by Hozer.
This I don't know, tell me more.
ang gusto ko sa ito, marinig niyo pa lang sa rhythm ng song is mostly acoustic, tapos poetic, parang pasundot-sundot siya niya si kinakanta. Parang ito, ano. I couldn't utter my love when it counted, but I'm singing like a bird. But I'm singing like a bird about it now. I couldn't whisper when you needed it shouted, but I'm singing like a bird about it now. Words hung above, but never would form. Like a cry at the final breath that is drawn. Remember me, love, when I'm reborn as the shrike to your sharp and glorious thorn. Kasi yung shrike na ibon na kapag yung mga kinakain niya, hahanap siya ng barbed wire or thorny plant, doon niya itutusok yung mga pagkain niya. And at some point, minsan kasi nakakalimutan niya na kainin yung mga tinusok niya doon sa mga thorns na yon. And sometimes makakita ka ng hilera ng thorns na puro yung mga tinusok niya doon. And this song shows na kung babalikan niya yung mga natusok niya or yung mga nasaktan niya, parang nakakaya. Parang ganun. Pero ito na ako. I'm trying to help myself and I'm trying to be a better person. So, but it's too late. But sana, parang sana okay na tayo. Parang ganun yung message.
Oh, wait, I do have one request.
Okay.
I think we should try one OPM song.
Okay.
I have one that's medyo, it's really cheesy, ah, and I'm so sorry.
Okay.
I'll do the really cool one and the medyo modern. First of all, I'm a huge Eraserheads fan.
Mm-hmm.
So just everything there. But if I had to think one that I play over and over again recently, Serena, Glock 9.
Oh!
Only because he's the only OPM artist that I know of that openly,
mm-hmm.
at the risk of his popularity being on the line, his record deals being on the line, and everything. I know that he did, with the first record, first couple of albums, I know nagben siya.
Mm.
But later on, as he got his traction, his clout, this is his, ano na, sarili niyang thoughts and everything. The fact that he touched on such a subject, which is not easy in any hip-hop culture. Hello, little Nas X. Diba? It's something, considering he's straight, but he still came out with a song like that. I don't even need to go into the lyrics, just the theme.
May yung music now, video din yan, diba? Parang ganun.
Yes, yes. And for me, it's totoo naman. This is how the sentiments of all angles, from the father to the son, to the, you know, how it's playing out. So, diba? Now I have my guilty pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
Don't judge me. Paalam na.
Oh!
Yeah. Rachel Alejandro, I can't help it.
yung similar song ko sa ganyan is Sana Maulit Muli.
Ay, grabe ka!
Kasi naalala ko lang yung movie ni Lea Salonga yung Agamulak.
Oh my gosh! Ang hard, no? Parang, because, I don't know, there are some... It's redundant kasi in the OPM industry na it's always the same theme, but for some reason, it just hits different.
Totoo.
Yung song na yan. Na parang, and maybe it's the way she says it. Maybe it's the way she sings it. Na parang, I really feel bad. I don't wish for this to happen, but bye. You wanna get on? It's just, diba? Ganyan naman tayo. Sometimes we end things we don't want to, we don't mean to. It's just we're not meant to be. Iyak. Guilty pleasure ko yung kanta na yun.
Ako ang well recent discovery lang din naman. Well, just last year. In the light of Gaya sa pelikula. So I discovered the song Kilometer Zero. Na parang kasi the lyrics goes na at kung ganito magpapaalam, kukupas sa oras, marahang-marahan, uukitin sa puno ating mga ngalan, nang kung maligaw may palatandaan. Dahil dito nasusukat ang layo, ang sentro nitong daigdig. Wala nang makadadaig. Sa atin pa rin ang uwi. Bato bala ni pusong pagal, magbabalik sa pagmamahal.
Oh, why are we depressing ourselves?
Oo nga.
Oh, tama na.
Ayoko na rin.
Ayawan na.
It just shows yung ano kung yung certain power ng songs and the words na if you go beyond the I don't want to say superficial, but yeah, I already said it. The superficial part of it. Iba yung impact sa tao and kaya rin hindi ano nga ba? Ano mo gusto kong sabihin?
It's basically, it's fun. We have these songs that are just nonsense or yung parang fun, which is great.
Uh-oh.
They give us, you know, they're what bring life and color to our lives. But sometimes we need that. It's like brain food. It's a stimulant for the brain.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, music is a great way to get the thought across. It could be political, it could be religious,
yeah.
It could be whatever you want. It's poetry to music. I mean, it makes it easier to digest.
Correct.
So, yun. Pero sana people, before using it for children's parties, check the lyrics. Request ko lang.
Ano pa ba yung isang kanta na basta nakalimutan ko na. Pero, ano, pinasayaw sa mga bata. Sabi ko, seryoso ba kayo dito?
But promise, peacock. I wanna see your peacock. Nobody wants to see that shit in McDonald's, okay? You just
para,
put your peacocks
para
away.
Para tuloy yung post mo about Lil Nas X. Na,
yeah.
Yeah, people are, hindi about Lil Nas X yung music or lyrics. Kasi, ano, people were allowing people to dance with SNM by Rihanna. Mm-hmm. Pero
if you listen to his lyrics, they're actually good.
Actually, yes.
People just can't get beyond. I actually saw somebody on my Facebook post like rappers before, and it was like Eazy-E or someone like that. And then it was rappers today and it's Lil Nas X. And I wanted so badly to say, like, do you realize that Eazy-E died of AIDS?
Mm-hmm.
Straight man died of AIDS. Diba? We can't compare. Listen to the music na rin. Because I've heard some really stupid-ass lyrics coming from straight-ass men. But just because he prefers to wear pink and stilettos and grind on Satan doesn't mean that walang laman.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing the shock value to get the visual reaction. But yeah, I'm all about the 90s and the OG rap and everything, but you're forgetting. I have nothing against Eazy-E, but you're forgetting the lesson that he left with his legacy. He died from AIDS because he was out screwing everybody. And imagine how many children he left behind. And we don't even know if the women he was with had AIDS. So it's kind of like, balance naman. Go back and do your history. Come on. Take away the real lesson before you start comparing, diba?
Tsaka, so, wag lang ding basta-basta. I mean, yung na porket ganito yung typecast ng artist, i-judge yun na ay, wala basura yan. Kasi I've discovered a lot of good songs ni Trixie Mattel.
Oh, absolutely. Drag queens are awesome.
Mm-mm.
They come up with some really good stuff.
Gusto ko yung gold niya. Nakakayak yun.
Ayan na naman. Iiyak na naman to. Tama na.
Iiyakin talaga ako. I don't know why, but
sometimes we need it, guys. You have to purge.
A good cry. Purge. Diba I shared na may isa akong panaginip na umiyak lang talaga ako. Sa panaginip pa, then pag-gising ko, okay na ako. Yeah.
You need to let it out, guys. You purge.
Yeah. Lalo pa ngayon maulan.
No. Okay. Yeah, let's not advise. Let's leave it at that. Oh, my God. We were supposed to talk about medyo happy. This took a darker turn than I thought.
But yeah, what is your favorite song lyrics? Let us know. Share it to us through social media. We are Godless Chorizo on Instagram and Twitter.
We are Godless Longanisa on Facebook.
And if you want to share your stories about the song lyrics, you can send it to us through email, godlesslonganisa@gmail.com.
If you would like to stay anonymous, you can do so by hitting us up on Curious Cat, Godless Chorizo.
There you have it for this episode. I hope you guys enjoyed. I enjoyed a lot. And ang dami kong na-discover about sa mga gusto ni Angie.
I'm surprised we actually, because we really didn't share, guys. We just went, okay, on the spot na ha, basta music ang pag-usapan. Ay, nahalungkat ko yung mga, we have common factors.
I really enjoyed and I hope you also guys enjoyed. Until next week, this is again your host, Tita Dandan.
And Tita Angie.
Godless, everyone.
Godless.